day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Welcome back. Livestock futures remained under pressure today, although cattle futures traded better than expected given the situation surrounding Brazilian beef. April live cattle futures traded 62.70 cents per hundredweight lower. Meanwhile, lean hog futures remained triple digits lower as continued pressure remained focused on building supply issues. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. May corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade today. The Dow Jones is 40 points lower, NASDAQ up 6 points. Moderate pressure was seen in live cattle futures today as April live futures held losses of 62.70 cents with traders focused on the pressure from the Brazilian cattle market news. But still keeping an eye on the market stability moving forward based on the potential of longer-term firming beef market supply tightness in the domestic market. And in feeder cattle, moderate pressure turned into strong pressure as it developed throughout the day, with increased softness continuing to be seen in all markets. And grain futures were narrowly mixed today as they tried whistling past a chaotic day on outside markets. Friday's failure of healthcare reform sent stocks sharply lower in Asia and Europe, with U.S. futures on the move near tests of their 50-day moving average. Corn prices tried to hold after trading in a range of just a penny for most of the overnight session. May futures kept to an inside day well above Friday's lows that came near some downside objectives. Soybeans were lower as well, trying to hold a test of Friday's bottom as the overnight session moved into its final hour before the morning break. May futures were oversold after testing a downside objective at five-month lows. And wheat prices were mostly lower, with only Minneapolis ahead as the overnight session moved towards its end. Soft red winter wheat futures couldn't hold an early rally attempt, reversing lower, while the hard red winter wheat nearby slipped to a new 2017 low. And that's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.